Today I would like you to turn in your Bible to the book of Colossians. The book of Colossians, and I'll be speaking to you from Colossians chapter 1, verse 19. I want to back up this morning and read from verse 12. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father who hath made us meet. And the word can be rendered fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light or in Christ, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of God's dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him are all things created that are in heaven, that are in the earth, visible, invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him, by the Lord Jesus Christ and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. He is the head, Lord of the body, Lord and head of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn, first begotten from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Now here's our text this morning. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, having made peace through the blood of his cross by him, to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometimes alienated, enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, his death, to present you holy, unblameable, and unreprovable in his sight. Now every message we prepare, and every message and every sermon we deliver, we should have one grand object, one major theme, and one certain purpose. That is to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. Can't we say with David, Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name do we give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. And certainly that is the purpose of this radio broadcast, to glorify and honor the Lord Jesus Christ. This text we have chosen this morning does exactly that. And I pray God will enable me to exalt him, Christ, and give him all the preeminence and glory, for he is worthy of it. Now, Colossians chapter 1, verse 19 is my text. Let's read it again. For it has pleased the Father, it pleased God, that in Christ should all fullness dwell. Now, here's four things we see in this text. We see the what, where, and why and when of the gospel. What dwells in Christ? All fullness. Where does it dwell? In him. And we are told why it dwells in him. It pleased God to do so. And when? It dwelleth. Always has and always will. Now let's look at those four things. The what, where, why, and when of the gospel we see in verse 19. What do we see in the Lord Jesus Christ? It says here in this text, all fullness. All fullness. Two mighty words are given to us, fullness and all. Now we rejoice that all fullness dwells in Christ. This fullness here spoken of dwells nowhere else. We know that with men we read vanity of vanity. All is vanity. For in us by nature is all emptiness. For there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that doeth good. There's none that seeketh after God. Our human nature is a desert, empty and void of righteousness, inhabited only by sin and sorrow. Our human nature is a cesspool of iniquity. That's why Isaiah said, our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. With the law we read, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things written in the book of the law to do him. With men is emptiness. With the law there's cursing and threatenings. The types of the law and the shadows of the law may instruct us, but they cannot save us. The law will only serve to condemn, not to heal, only to convict, not to comfort. The law is only a shadow, a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is not shadow, he's substance. He is our sacrifice. He is our altar. He is our priest. He's the tabernacle. He's the mercy seat. Christ is all. It says that in Colossians chapter 3, verse 11. Look over there. He said there's neither Jew nor Greek, barbarian nor Scythian, bond or free, but Christ is all and in all. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, on this first point, we see two things. All the fullness of God dwells in Him. The power, wisdom, truth, immutability, all the attributes of God dwell in the Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 2, verse 9, right across the page, tells us that. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. We cannot begin to imagine or comprehend the personal fullness of Jesus Christ as God. And that's who He is. He's God, the very God of very God. All the fullness of God, all the attributes of God dwell in the Lord Jesus Christ. The second thing we see, all the fullness of salvation dwells in Him. Through His sacrifice, through His righteousness, all that God has demanded of the sinner is fully. Now listen, isn't this good news? Everything that God demands of the sinner is fully and freely and eternally provided in the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to this scripture. 1 Corinthians 1:30, but of Him are you in Christ, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. And he that would glory, let him glory in Christ alone. Now, a limited amount of mercy will only serve to mock us. A partial redemption will only torment us. A halfway righteousness will only condemn us. But in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have all fullness. All fullness dwells in Christ, and the believer is complete in Him. Colossians 2, verse 10. Let's read verses 9 and 10. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in Him. In John chapter 1, verse 16, we read, of His fullness have we all received grace, heaped upon grace, grace for grace. We're not asked to contribute anything, nor are we required to make up some deficiencies, for there is nothing to contribute and no deficiencies to make up. What a great comfort that this gives the sinner. If we had something to do to be accepted, we would always be in jeopardy of not doing enough. But we read in Ephesians chapter 1 that we are accepted in the Beloved. We're accepted in His fullness. We stand in Christ, holy, unblameable, and unreprovable in His sight. All the fullness of salvation dwells in Christ. Now that, we've already answered our second question. Where does this fullness dwell? Well, the text says it's in Him. In Him. Everything God has for the sinner is in Christ, through Christ. Where else could fullness be placed but in Him? Only deity, only God can contain all fullness. How suitable is the Lord Jesus Christ to be a storehouse of all mercy? The apostle put it this way, bless God who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies, in the Lord Jesus Christ. And again he says in 2 Corinthians 1:20, for all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him unto the glory of God. Now where does all the fullness of God dwell, all the fullness of salvation? In Christ. He has not only the capacity to contain, immutability to retain, the unchangeableness to retain all fullness forever. He says, I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. He obtained eternal redemption for us. Eternal redemption for us. He is the author of eternal salvation. Perhaps the sweetest thought is that He has all power and wisdom to distribute this fullness to His elect, to His people, to His chosen, that we may receive Him. God placed this fullness in the mediator who is a friend of publicans and sinners. You remember the Pharisees asked the Lord that question that day, or asked the disciples the question, why does your master eat with publicans and sinners? And our Lord overheard them and said, I didn't come to call the righteous. Well, people don't need a physician. It's the sick who need a doctor. I didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. He's the friend of publicans and sinners. The scriptures declare that He died for the ungodly. You see, we have no ability to come to Him, but He gives us of His fullness to do so. Thy people shall be willing in a day of his power. He said, no man can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him. We have no ability to come, but he gives us of his fullness to do so. We have no ability to repent, but he was exalted at God's right hand to grant repentance unto his people. We have no ability to believe, but he gives us faith to do so. He's the author and finisher of our salvation. We believe according to the working of his mighty power. All fullness dwells in him, and my friend, he loves to distribute and to show mercy. He's a storehouse of mercy to his people. Where does fullness dwell? In him. Now the third question is why? Why? Well, the text answers that simply, it pleased the Father. You see that? It pleased the Father. Why does all fullness dwell in him? It pleased God. My friend, that's answer enough. Our God is sovereign, who does all things after his own will. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he. Psalm 135, in heaven and earth and the seas and all deep places. It simply pleased God in his infinite wisdom and purpose to do so. Ask the question, ask the reason in the question for election. Simply we can say it pleased the Lord to do so. He's hid these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, it seemed good in his sight. That one answer may apply to 10,000 questions. Why did the Lord do this or do that? My friend, it simply pleased him to do so. Since it has pleased God to place all fullness and all spiritual blessings in Christ, let us look to him and worship him and be pleased with the Lord Jesus Christ. God is, he said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. What pleases God pleases the believer. We glory in Christ alone. Believers are filled with delight that their salvation glorifies the Redeemer and would not have it any other way. Aren't you glad that salvation is by grace? And aren't you thankful that salvation by grace glorifies God's justice and his mercy and glorifies the Lord Jesus Christ? The unbeliever should quickly come to Christ and be reconciled to such a Redeemer as this. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only meeting place between the sinner and his God in Christ. In Christ we have peace. God, apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, where all fullness dwells, is a consuming fire. It ought to please us to find mercy where mercy can be found. And may God give us grace to say with the Apostle Paul that we count all things but loss, dung and rubbish, that we might win Christ and be found in him. In him all the fullness of salvation dwells. In him alone. Now in closing, fourthly, when? When does this fullness dwell in Christ? Well, it dwells in him. In Colossians 2, verse 9, it says, for in him dwelleth. Dwelleth. It always has and it always will. It has been there all the time and past, in eternity past, and right now in the present and in eternity future. All fullness of God dwells in Christ. All the fullness of salvation, redemption, and mercy dwells in the Lord Jesus Christ. Every sinner saved before Calvary has found salvation and fullness and righteousness and justification in the Lord Jesus Christ alone. Listen to Abraham. Listen to Abraham. Abraham, the Lord said, rejoice to see my day. He saw it and was glad. Every sinner saved before Calvary found fullness in the Lord Jesus Christ. And every sinner saved since Calvary by God's sovereign mercy has found fullness and grace and mercy in the Lord Jesus Christ alone. Listen to Paul. He said, God saved us and God called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to God's own purpose and grace. This fullness of grace and mercy is never exhausted, never diminished, although multitudes have been redeemed. It's a storehouse that's overflowing throughout eternity. Dwelleth in him. All this fullness always dwells in him. There is a permanent fullness in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Scriptures encourage us to look to him, to believe him. He said, look unto me, all ye ends of the earth, and be saved, for I am God, and there is none other. My friend, I would encourage you today, from the Word of God, with the authority of God's Word, look to him. In Him is all the fullness of salvation. My friend, that's what we need. And our need is met fully in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you'd like a copy of today's message, you write to me or call me, and I'll send it to you free of charge. My phone number is 631-9053, 631-9053. Or you can write to me at Zebulun Baptist Church, 6088 Zebulun Highway, Pikeville, Kentucky, 41501.